everyone, and welcome back to Lucy Talks. So this episode is probably the last episode for a while, and definitely the last regular episode for a while, because this time tomorrow I'm going to be on a plane to Thailand. So it is finally here, like the big trip that I've been planning and banging on about all year. It's finally here, and tomorrow morning I will be on a plane. Our plane leaves at like 6:40 in the morning, so it's going to be a really early start. And this morning is the 31st of July. These are like the first words that I've spoken today. I've literally just got out of bed, and I thought I would record this while my brain is still relatively fresh, relatively like not scrambled by all the packing and trying to remember things. And then I'm going to pick up Aiden later at 3-ish. He's going to come and stay the night here, and then tomorrow morning we're going to go down to Heathrow. So yeah, it's all going on, so I feel like this is going to be the best time for me to record this and be the most cohesive. I'm going to have a chat about my thoughts and feelings ahead of travelling. I'm going to have a little life update chat as well, because there's been a lot going on in my life in the last month, as I'll get into. And yeah, apologies for like not really doing the podcast that much. I've put a couple of guest episodes up, which I hope that you enjoyed. But the podcast has been taking a definite backseat, and I feel like that is going to stick, unfortunately, for anyone listening. I'm still like deciding what to take and what not to take. It might be a last minute kind of, it either comes or either goes, as in taking my microphone. So we'll see on that one. I would like to take it, but it depends on weight and room in my bag. And yeah, I think it will be nice to have, but not necessarily essential. But what I am planning on doing is YouTube videos. So if you haven't listened to episodes where I've mentioned this, I have started a little YouTube channel. It's very low key. It's very like not regular, not kind of as structured as the podcast. I'm just going to be uploading little videos of what we've been up to and all the amazing places that we're seeing, and trying to keep it quite casual and like being honest about it. So some of the podcast style like freestyle chats are gonna hopefully be in those, but to be honest, I'm gonna play it by ear. I've made plans, but I feel like the plans are gonna change. So anyway, YouTube channel is just my name, Lucy Woodward, and you can, yeah, go and watch videos of our Three Peaks challenge, and I did one of our week in Cornwall in Easter. So yeah, I am excited about that, and like, so yeah, I'm excited about that, and I feel like the videos are quite fun to make. It's like a nice little way to document what we're doing, and I think that'll be more feasible than podcasts while I'm away. And I am away for like 4.5 months, so bear with me please, and hopefully you'll like come back afterwards, but anyway, we'll see. The other thing that I'm gonna discuss in this episode is kind of the idea that there's always good and bad, and ultimately it's whether you decide to focus on the good or the bad, focus on the things that bring you happiness or the things that bring you anxiety and sadness and uncertainty and all of that. Like, there's always going to be good and bad in your life, and I don't think that you can quite escape that. Like in Soul for Happy, Mo Gawdat talks about how like the equation of life is balanced, and you kind of have always good and always bad, and that is just how it is. And so it's up to us whether we choose to, you know, tip the scale towards the good by focusing on that, or whether you kind of tip the scale the other way and see all the bad that is in your life. And when things happen to you that aren't what you expected or aren't what you necessarily thought you wanted, that's just life, and like that's how it's always going to be. It's not personal to you, it's not anything you did, it's not necessarily your fault. It might be your fault, but not always. And I think that is like something that I'm trying to keep in my head as I go away, because it's all too easy if you miss a bus or you miss, I don't know, like something goes wrong, you lose something, it's really easy to think, oh, the world's against me, like, God, this doesn't happen to anyone else, like, how unfair of the world that this bad thing is happening to me. But really, I'm sure there's tons and tons of good things that have happened as well, and when that happens, you don't think, oh my God, this is so unfair, like, the world's giving me too much. Like, you know, you just are grateful for it. And I think that is an attitude that I want to try and take with me, and not take things too personally, and just, you know, make the best of whatever situations come my way. It's very easy saying this sat in my bedroom at home in my pajamas, but probably less easy to do it while you're tired, hungry, on a night bus. You know, it's gonna be a test. And I said in my most recent video on my YouTube channel, which is like kind of documenting the last 6 months really of planning this trip, prepping, moving out of uni, like the last kind of times at uni as well, I said like I'm really excited to challenge, like for the challenges, and to see and understand myself in different situations and in different cultures. And that is like ultimately why I think travel is so rewarding and so important, because it allows you to understand yourself outside of your normal routines, and to kind of, I'm excited just to, yeah, just to live and like not have too much of a thought about the future, which I will find hard, I think, because I definitely am someone who likes to plan and think about the future and that sort of thing. And I think that there are pressures from other people to do that. You always get asked like, oh, what are you doing next? Like, what's your next steps? Have you got a job yet? And I find that quite like hard to just be like, no idea what I'm doing after this trip. Like, no idea at all. Because I do feel like slightly nervous about that, but also I know in my gut that I am going to be fine, and I know that I'm going to find a job, and maybe it will take longer than I think, maybe it will happen like really quickly, who knows. And that outcome is not going to change depending on if I'm stressing about it or not. I can do things to prepare, sure, but like I really want to try and fight that urge to be, you know, planning the next move and always prepping. And even within the trip, I think Aiden's going to balance me out quite nicely. If you listen to last week's episode, Aiden's very chill. Aiden's very like, you know, go with the flow and happy with kind of whatever comes his way. I tend to be like a bit of a stressor, a bit of a planner. I like to know where I'm going next and like have it all sorted. And I think both of those are important, but we're quite opposite in our thinking on that. So I'm going to try and chill out basically while still planning. But yeah, that is some little thoughts. And I'm going to get into all of it in this episode. So hope you enjoy, and please like stick around. I really, really appreciate you listening. And it's like so nice to have this always to come back to, and that people still click on and listen. So yeah, thank you very much for that. And I will do my best to put some episodes up while I'm away, but just gonna see what happens, and no promises basically. So yeah, let's get into it. Okay, so recent life updates, there's been a lot of them. So it's currently the end of July, and just over a month ago, I moved out of uni, which was really emotional, and I haven't actually recorded an episode since that. So the two guest episodes that I recorded were while I was still in Nottingham, and oh my god, that was an emotional time. I put a few little clips in the video that I made, but I was so sad to move out of that house. I've been living there for 3 years and had so many memories there, so many just like emotional times at that house, and I feel like I'd really grown as a person since I moved in to when I moved out. And so it was just like really hitting me, the amount of change since being in that house. And I'm even getting like slightly emotional talking about it now, but I really just loved living there, and I felt so at home in Nottingham and loved my time at uni. Like, there was definitely challenges, but I felt like really secure in where I was and the people I had around me. And like, it was just quite like gut-wrenching moving out of that safety bubble and moving out of being with those people like day to day. So yeah, that was really sad. But then I went on a family holiday in Portugal, which was not sad. It was lovely. So I did really enjoy having like time to just, you know, be with family and have something else to distract me, because I can definitely get too like consumed by whatever's going on. So it was nice to like have a break, and it was such a lovely holiday. Loved spending time with my Nana and Pops and my cousins and my auntie and uncle, and my cousin's boyfriend came as well. So it was really lovely, like amazing food, and we were right by the beach. Yeah, just really enjoyed having that really nice relaxing time. I read two amazing books. The first book I read was Everything I Know About Love by Dolly Alderton, and it was kind of like a memoir style experiences based book about all of her experiences in her 20s, and I really really enjoyed it. It was quite like cathartic to read it, I think, and you really got a sense of her personality. I made a few little notes actually. I should read what I've written. I think the way that she writes is quite uniquely honest and very authentic. It's kind of like simultaneously understated in her honesty because it's so casual, but also quite intense in that honesty, because she is just, you know, quite unapologetic about bad things that she's done, and not unapologetic, but like she is quite willing to share that, which I think I definitely shy away from sometimes. Like things like jealousy towards her best friends, and like longing for approval, and she kind of describes that in the same honest way that she describes her love for her friends and her compassion and passion for her job and her joy and that sort of thing. So it was like just quite true to everything that she was feeling, and I really appreciated that. I liked the little details that she captured, like specific drinks that she'd had on a specific night, or things that her friends had said, or like street names, and I think it was quite nice, and it had quite a sense of nostalgia and familiarity. And I'm definitely a hoarder of like little details like that. I love keeping little things for my scrapbook, and it seemed like a bit of a pushback against the kind of nihilistic view of, oh, it doesn't matter, like, what is the little details? But she really like focused on all the little details, and I really liked that. Yeah, I would really recommend. I could go on and on, but it was a very light-hearted holiday read, and I really enjoyed it. The second book I read was amazing, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, and oh my god, it was so good. I felt like the writing by Taylor Jenkins Reid is amazing. Like, I read Daisy Jones and the Six and I loved that, and then this one I literally read in like 2 days. Absolutely incredible book. I won't give too much away because I feel like with fiction books it's a bit more revealing if you start to speak about it, but definitely recommend. Like, the best book I've read all year so far. Big recommend of that book. But yeah, like, Portugal's really really lovely and had such a great time. Hopefully I'm still in the process of editing it. Fingers crossed I'm gonna get it finished before I go away today. Hopefully there'll be a little video of that trip up as well, so keep your eyes peeled for that if you're interested. So then we got back, and a few days later I went on a really nice weekend away with Rosie. So Rosie is my best friend. I've known her since I was 2. And yeah, so she's like my childhood best friend, and we're still really close now, which I love, and I really, really appreciate that. And she's just moved to London, which is crazy, because we're both from like tiny little villages and went to a primary school with literally like 10 people in our class. And now she's like living in a London flat and really enjoying it, which I'm really happy that she's enjoying it. And it was so nice to go and stay, so I really really enjoyed that. We went to the Natural History Museum, and we got some cheap on the day tickets for Greece in the theatre, so we saw that, and it was, yeah, really really fun weekend. Lots of like lovely chats and just being quite in the moment, so really really enjoyed. Thanks for having me, Rosie. What else have I been up to? Kind of did some tutoring work and been seeing people for the last time, like going to see my grandparents for the last time, and my cousin came over from Australia actually, which wasn't the last time, so very rarely see him. He was over for a competition, and we, yeah, had a family party and then went out again in London with like my mum and my cousin Noah. We went out in London and showed them all the sights and that sort of thing, so yeah, that was lovely too. And then had graduation this week, which was actually such a nice way to say goodbye to Nottingham. This time around, I wasn't that emotional about leaving. Like, I feel like I'd said my goodbyes very thoroughly when I moved out before, and like, it was nice to just go back and visit and be on campus. And I do think it'll be weird not going back there, but I didn't feel the same like kind of gut-wrenchingness of like leaving home. It was just, okay, this is coming back for a day or two to visit, and it was lovely. Like, I loved all the photos that we got. My mum did a great job with the photography. And yeah, I really like enjoyed getting to see my friends, and we went on a really fun night out, and just, yeah, it was so nice to see everyone and have chats with like people's parents and just random things that you don't normally get to do. So I loved that. Yeah, and then this weekend, it's been so much going on. We had my mum and dad's friends from uni come over, like our family friends, and that was a lovely weekend as ever. We have kind of, we see them like maybe twice a year. Had a gorgeous moment actually on the paddleboards. So me and my brother, we were like at this river and we were paddling upstream, and I don't know what it was about it, but I just felt so in the moment. And there was like fields with sheep on one side and like cows on the other side, and then there was all these reeds, and I found this little passageway, and you could, it was literally just about wide enough for the paddleboard. And reeds all up the side, there was these little dragonflies coming to like settle on the leaves and then fly away again, and I could see all these little fish in the water, and I just felt like I was completely alone. My brother had gone on a different way, and felt so like calm and just in touch with nature and like just being kind of present, and it was just such a nice moment. I then kind of turned around, and I'd been paddling upstream, and the water was like actually quite fast and just like floating down the stream, like paddling away at getting some speed up, was just so nice. And like that feeling of just letting the water take you was really, really relaxing and just quite soothing to the soul, I guess. Yeah, really, really liked that. And lovely to like spend time with Katie. Just, yeah, really lovely weekend, very good quality time with family. And aside from that, I've just honestly been doing lots of prepping, lots of packing, getting some Thai bar out and getting an international driving permit just in case, you know, it's only £5. Just like, you know, packing, making lists, prepping, packing again. I've been definitely excessively packing and prepping, but it's kind of what I needed to feel like on top of things. So that today I can kind of, you know, not have too much last minute stress. Everything for the most part is packed, so that's great. Yeah, oh, I'm so excited. I worked out last night that it's been 295 days maybe since seeing Freya, and I am so excited. I can't describe. Yeah, I'll see her on Friday really, really early in the morning, because Aidan and I are getting a night bus from Bangkok on Thursday evening to Lampang, yeah, to the north of Thailand where they're teaching. And just, oh my god, I'm so excited. I really, really can't believe it's all happening. It feels really real now. But yeah, this time tomorrow I'll be on a plane somehow, hopefully anyway. But yeah, honestly, it feels kind of like a dream that I've been thinking about all year, and like that I've been thinking about all year, that I've been planning for, saving up for, and now it's here. I'm like, really? Like, do I actually get to do this? It just doesn't feel like it's quite sunk in yet, and I think when I'm on the plane it's probably going to. So yeah, very, very exciting, and slightly scary. I don't feel too nervous, to be honest. I just feel like I'm anticipating it. Yeah, so what I also wanted to have a chat about in this episode is the idea that there's always good and bad, always, always good and bad, and that is just life. And so I'm really, really excited, as you can probably tell, to have this opportunity to get to travel the world and to see Freya again, and to kind of learn about myself in different environments, to experience cultures and gorgeous scenery and like big cities and all of that incredibly like enriching stuff that I'll get to do is such a privilege and I'm so excited. There's always like there's always an upside and a downside. So all of that comes at the expense of getting good night's sleep, getting to see family, sense of stability, I think, having to say lots of goodbyes to people and not knowing like where I'm gonna be this time next week kind of thing, that sense of the unknown in the short term, like home comforts and, you know, all of that. There's always ups and downs. And so I am quite keen to share that in the way that I document my trip, as I've said, like videos and maybe the occasional podcast. I think there's always going to be ups and downs. And saying that, I don't want to focus on all the negatives. I want to be as positive as possible and like focusing on all of the incredible things, because the good things that I'm getting to do are so incredible. And like, not everyone gets the opportunity to do this. Like barely anyone gets the opportunity to do this. So I want to like take advantage of the fact that I've like chosen to do this, and this has come from me at the end of the day. Like I have always wanted to go and travel, and during my degree I wanted to do a year abroad, but that didn't happen because of COVID, and like now I feel like I finally got the chance to go and do all these things and do it in such like a better way than I really anticipated. Like 4.5 months is such a long time to be traveling for. It's crazy. But then also like that's 4.5 months, like I'll be back in the UK at Christmas time, and now it's mid-July, so it just feels like a world away. I feel like I could go in circles with this, but like likewise the last few months I could write a similar list of like good things and bad things. So I've had some amazing times, like spending time with my friends and celebrating my degree, getting to spend like gorgeous sunny days on holiday with my family, and even like the cool British air I think I'm gonna miss, getting to just, you know, be not absolutely boiling and sweating all the time, having like, yeah, good night's sleep and time to just chill and watch telly on the sofa, you know, like all of those little things. Like I've had kind of in abundance the last few months, and whilst that has been, you know, that's come with the, and I guess you could see it the same way, like that's come with the expense of not kind of testing my limits and not like pushing myself and getting to experience new things. It's been quite familiar, and there's always a flip side to the coin, and I think what I want to try and do is just foster a sense of belonging and home and like a sense of purpose while I'm away. And if I can do that, I think that will be what makes me enjoy it and like feel happy, feeling kind of at home with the uncertainty and the moving around, and just if I can relax into it and like really immerse myself in it. And I think that will be what allows me to get so much out of it, and so that's what I'm really trying to focus on. And like I said, I don't want to worry too much about the next step. I want to just be present and like living in this, because I know that in a year's time I'll be like, oh my god, I wish I'd stopped. Like if I do worry while I'm away, I'll just be like, I wish I hadn't worried, because now I've got a good job and I'm happy, and like this is like, you know, I'm fine. And I wish that I'd like embraced it more and just relaxed into it and not thought too much ahead, you know. So I'm trying to go into it with that mindset of at some point in the future, I don't know when right now, but at some point in the future I'll have that stability, I'll have the job, and I'll probably wish that I was going off and traveling the world and having that sense of not knowing what's coming next, because that's also so exciting, and that's like part of like an amazing part of life. And so, yeah, I just want to embrace this for what it is. It's not going to be the perfect dreamy time that I envisage. It's going to be full of ups and downs. just as the last few months have been, even though I can look back at them now with like rose-tinted glasses and just think, oh, it was perfect. Like, it wasn't, it was life. And I have a really good life. So it's probably easier than it is for some people to focus on the good. But, you know, I think there's always two sides, if not more, to everything. And it is really your thoughts that shape your reality and like what you choose to focus on. And I find comfort in knowing that this is kind of the way of the world, like Chinese philosophy, the yin and the yang. You have the kind of softer side and the more like motivated, active side. You have the healing and the illness. You have the sun and the moon. You have negativity, positivity. You have fire, you have water. Like, there's always a plus and a minus, and that balance is just how the world operates. And from like a physical sense, it's almost like a pendulum swinging, and the motion of a pendulum is quite innate to nature. Like, once you start to find, so the way that a pendulum moves, for anyone who isn't as into physics as me, it's called simple harmonic motion. And I love like finding examples of simple harmonic motion in life. I know this sounds like really sad, but the kind of metaphysics side of things is really just fascinating to me. So simple harmonic motion is basically when you have an oscillation. So you have, imagine like a pendulum swinging from side to side. And if it's at equilibrium, that means it's balanced in the middle, and it means it's not moving. But generally speaking, like any kind of slight perturbation, any slight movement from that position leads to this rocking, this swaying side from side, from one to the other. And this is seen in like so many, just, yeah, so many things in nature. It's the same, like the same motion. It's kind of analytical to when you have a string vibrating. That is also simple harmonic motion, and it's waves and it's vibrations, and that is kind of what everything is made of. And if you go down to the really small, like, everything is vibrating. So I don't know, I just love like thinking about how things are always fluctuating on the macro scale and on the micro scale. And of course that's going to apply to like our lives as well. I don't know, it's kind of clearer in my head. It's hard to describe it. I feel like I'd need to properly plan out a whole episode on that. But yeah, like things are always oscillating, not necessarily with simple harmonic motion, but everything is vibrating. Like, we're made up of atoms, and these atoms are moving, and that is like vibrations. And anyway, I've gone majorly off topic here. What I'm trying to say is that things fluctuate. Things don't really stay the same, and even the illusion of like having a home that's stable and having kind of a sense of routine, like that is kind of just things that we've made up to feel okay with the disorder of the world, and like feeling okay with everything changing all the time. It's a lot, but I want to just lean into it, and I feel like that makes it easier to deal with if you're not trying to fight it. You're just like on the paddleboard, just going down the river and not kind of paddling desperately upstream, just letting things flow. And if there's obstacles in the way, like dealing with it. And when things feel good, that is kind of what I want to pay attention to. Like, I can tell in my body if something doesn't feel right to me. Like, you know that feeling if someone said something that's not quite right, or like someone has offended you, or someone has like done something to hurt someone else, or there's, you know, huge exploitation of peoples, then it feels like wrong in your body, and it feels like not easy and kind of tight and tense or sad, you know. And I think that is really important to listen to. Like, we've been made a certain way for a reason. Like, we've been made so that we can listen to our emotions, I believe. And so when things feel good, that is really important for me to listen to, because when it feels easy and light and like effortless, of course things take effort, and I'm not saying that there's nothing that's worth working for. I definitely think that there is. But when things feel like they're flowing and in motion and just going with the flow, like, to me, that is so important to listen to, because that's like telling me where I need to put my energy and what I need to, you know, care about and what I need to let go of. And I think it's really good indicators for what your kind of purpose is in life. I've really just gone majorly off topic here, but to me it's like quite, I guess, instinctive, or it's kind of, yeah, like a gut feeling when something's right and when something's not right. And I don't always necessarily listen to it, but I do think that I want to try to going forward. And that's going to be something that I do when I'm away. Like, if something doesn't feel right, then I'm not going to do it. Or if something feels like, yeah, this is exactly the right moment for me to be doing this, or I don't know, it's just it makes sense to me that if something is feeling natural and feeling like it's speaking to you, then that's something that you should listen to. And if something's saying, oh no, like, don't trust that person, or, you know, don't give into peer pressure of doing a certain thing, like, not that I'm expecting that at all, but I don't know, it's just, I think it's important at whatever age to try and tap into like how, like, what your body's telling you, because I think we kind of lose that. Like, we're all wrapped up in our phones and we're just doing things on autopilot, and it is, I think it's kind of a natural thing that we've forgotten about, and so it sometimes feels unnatural to not use your brain and to not think about it. But I don't know, I kind of want to try and embrace that more. Anyway, I have definitely like gone off on various different tangents here, but I hope you have a sense of how I'm feeling and how, yeah, just like the, I feel calmer actually having recorded this, and I'm now thinking maybe I should listen to my own advice and take my microphone with me, because this feels really good. I think I do want to bring it. I'll try and fit it in my bag. I don't need to take the stand. I can literally just take the mic. So yes, very, very excited. And thank you, honestly, for the last, I guess, to be honest, I think it's, so actually, something interesting. A year ago tomorrow, I started Lucy Talks. So I feel like this is very full circle moment. And I only just realised this now, because I started the new like branding of Lucy Talks from having been Space to Learn before that. I started that on the 1st of August, and I was on my placement in Didcot, and just, you know, I'd been putting a lot of energy into it when I wasn't at work and spending my evenings working on this podcast. And I really, really appreciate how everyone has really stuck with me and listened this whole year. And before that, the past 2 years of doing Space to Learn, like, I think this podcast has also been one of those things, like my uni house and the friends that I made at uni, it's just taught me a lot and has been so, so beneficial. And like, yeah, I'm just really grateful to everyone for listening. Did that make sense? To everyone for listening. Yeah, that makes sense. And I don't want to just neglect this. That's something that I have on my mind, and I fully intend when I come back to carry on. But honestly, I don't know what's going to happen. So yeah, just a huge thank you, really, because the future is unknown. And I think it's important to thank the people that you appreciate, whether that's me saying this on a podcast or to the people that you value in your own life. Like, people always appreciate being told that they're appreciated. And it's a nice gift to give someone, I think. But yeah, I'll stop rambling now. I really, really hope that you have enjoyed listening to this and to previous episodes. Thank you again, and I will see you back in this room in December. But for the meantime, this is over and out, I guess. This is potentially the end for a while, potentially not. We shall see. But yeah, thank you, and I'll see you later. Bye.